This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. Coming up, celebrated food writer Ruth Reichel joins us to talk about her new cookbook. It's called My Kitchen Year.
It is Food Friday, and it is the first day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Now, a shout-out to all Food Friday fans. Time to make a pledge in support of your favorite food radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. If you've ever been inspired to try making something or eating something based on something you heard on Food Friday, now's the time to make that pledge of support. Veronica, you have been inspired to cook things, I think, by Food Friday.
I have in the past. I went home one weekend and spent the better part of a Saturday making banh mi, those Vietnamese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. You were on a banh mi craze.
I was. I made the egg patties and the homemade sriracha mayonnaise and the pickled veggies. Oh, so delicious.
And you kept forgetting to bring them in to share with old Rob.
Oh, no, I didn't forget.
Which I did share, I was inspired to do a fridge pickles this year, and I made this awesome zucchini relish after we did a show. Then I made a huge batch and brought some of that in, and that's
very
been a
tasty,
favorite.
Yeah.
Now, how about you? Have you gone home and made something? Have you been inspired to expand your culinary horizons by Food Friday? If so, make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now, when Gourmet magazine folded, editor Ruth Reichel was devastated. Without a packed to-do list and lots of time in her country home to think about what she'd lost, she turned back to the basics: fresh, inspiring ingredients and cooking.
Reichel's new cookbook is part memoir, part recipe share. Along the way, she tells the story of how the recipes in her new cookbook brought her back to life and renewed her joy in the creation of food and the enjoyment of life.
Ruth Reichel was the restaurant critic for both the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times. She was the editor-in-chief of Gourmet magazine for 10 years, and her new cookbook is called My Kitchen Year, 136 Recipes That Saved My Life. Ruth, welcome back to Central Time.
It's great to be here.
Well, your new cookbook was born more or less on the day that Gourmet magazine folded, and on that day when you were putting your stuff into boxes and maybe having a goodbye with your staff, some last food together, did you have any idea then what you'd do next?
No, I didn't. I was devastated. And, you know, I've been working since I was 16. I've gone from one job to another. And I kind of lost myself. You know, if I'm not Ruth Reichel, editor of Gourmet, or Ruth Reichel, restaurant critic of the New York Times, I didn't know who I was. I was used to that comma. And I talk about it in the book that there was a while there where I started having dreams about being homeless. You know, I just sort of looked down the road and thought, you know, we're going to be out in the street. I'm never going to get another job. I'm in my 60s. It's all over. And I did what I always do when I'm scared. I went into the kitchen.
Yeah, talk about those first experiments, those first steps toward coming back and really cooking again.
Well, you know, it was very unconscious. It was, you know, I had for years been doing very result-oriented cooking. You know, the kind of cooking you do when, you know, your family starts calling you and you're in the office at 7 o'clock and they're going, when are you going to come home and make dinner? And you run home and you make dinner with your coat on. And and now I actually had time to remember how much I love the physical act of cooking. And I wandered through grocery stores and I went to Chinatown and I talked to bakers and butchers and cheesemakers. And I started collecting ingredients. And I remembered that cooking is a journey, that what's more important for me is the getting there, not the result.
Now, I want to quote from your book. At one point, you've had foot surgery. You've broken your foot into four different places. And you wrote, "I miss the daily transformations, fruit ripening, dough rising, bread toasting onto golden slabs. I've always thought of these elemental pleasures as minor diversions. But now I understood that they're the glue that holds my life together." Can you talk more about that realization about what food actually is for you?
Yeah, it's you know, what I learned in this year was that I've spent most of my life waiting for the wonderful, the great big moment. And that, for me, food is a reminder of everything that's good about being alive. And that when you pay attention, when you stop to listen to the sound water makes as it boils, when you pay attention to the wonderful smell of onions caramelizing in butter, when you peel a peach and pay attention to that color that's hidden right beneath the skin, when you feel the knife cutting through an onion, they're wonderful moments, and they give you reason to want to keep living and to be alive. And I realize that, for me, the secret to life is to find joy in ordinary things.
See, now you're making me want to just be cooking right now, the way you talk about it. That is so wonderful. And it feels so instrumental, as like you said earlier, that we don't take the time to appreciate the joy of it.
Right. And, you know, I mean, part of what this book is about, I mean, for me, cooking is a total pleasure. But I'm hoping that, you know, maybe you're a gardener or a painter, but it's the same lesson. It's pay attention to the thing that you really love and figure out a way to take pleasure in the everyday. And, you know, I mean, food for me is just, you know, we all eat three meals a day. It's what connects us. And so why would you not pay attention to this?
And you write about, at one point, you're snowed in the winter in your home. And you look out the window and you see a moose. And the sighting of this moose kind of leads its way to a celebratory meal, a grilled cheese. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, have you ever seen a moose?
I've never seen a moose. I want to.
I mean, it was so astonishing. I was just standing in the kitchen looking out the window, and this magnificent creature walks up the driveway. And it was like looking out and seeing an elephant. It was, it felt like a little touch of magic had just come. And I was so overcome that I couldn't speak. And I was trying to say to my husband, look out the window, look out the window. And I had to actually go get him and drag him because I was like, And then I thought, you know, this is extraordinary. We have to celebrate it. And a great grilled cheese sandwich is one of the most wonderful foods on earth. And I think my grilled cheese sandwich, which the recipe is in the book, but it's a combination of gooey and crisp. And it is a celebration. And I just said to Michael, you know, I'm going to make these sandwiches and we're going to just sit and watch this creature until he goes away, which he did.
We've got that grilled cheese recipe from Ruth Reichel at the Central Time Facebook page. And remember, as we get this amazing inspiration to cook, to appreciate cooking, to enjoy the feel and the taste and the smell of the cooking, make your pledge in support of these great Food Friday conversations right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll get some more practical advice coming up from Ruth, too, today. And remember, we get this from people like Ruth, from our own Lori Skelton, every week on Friday. Really helpful advice, things we can actually do in our kitchen that make our lives better. Pledge in support of Food Friday, Central Time, WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I got to tell you, this is not your average grilled cheese sandwich. She calls this the diva of grilled cheese. And it's got some, I am a grilled cheese connoisseur. And I had never heard of some of the things that Ruth Reichel does to make the grilled cheese really work, like putting mayonnaise on the bread to keep it from scalding in the pan. And she also has another little secret about sprinkling cheese on top of that. So I'm going to let her speak to that when we come back. Right now, make that pledge in support of all the great programming, in particular in support of Food Friday, this program that is part of your weekend kickoff, gets you excited to be cooking and eating over the weekend. Make that pledge at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Okay, Ruth, we gave away a couple secrets there. We've got the whole thing on the Central Time Facebook page. What makes grilled cheese, the diva of grilled cheese, awesome?
Well, there are a few things. I mean, one, you have to use really good cheddar. I like Montgomery. There are plenty of plenty of local cheddars that are wonderful. I use a number of different kinds of onions, scallions, shallots, red onion, whatever you happen to have on hand, and mix it with the grated cheese. But the real secret to this is, and I just discovered this because once when I was making it, some of the cheese fell out onto the pan and it stuck to the bread, and it makes this really crisp crust on the outside. So I slather the outside with mayonnaise, and then I put grated cheese on top of that and put it right against the pan. So the cheese on the outside becomes as crisp as a little Frico, and the inside is all gooey and soft, so you have this wonderful contrast.
It's really good. So what do you serve it with, Ruth?
Well, mousse. You could serve it with just nothing. With a glass of beer would be good. If you want a soup, this time of year, I would serve it with roasted tomato soup because it's the very end of the tomato season, and you can get tomatoes that you roast in the oven and make just a very simple soup with basically nothing more than just tomatoes and a little water.
We're talking with Ruth Reichel right now. She was the restaurant critic for both the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times. She has a new cookbook out, and it's called My Kitchen Year, 136 Recipes That Saved My Life.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever been picked up by one of Ruth's recipes or her books, or is there a recipe that saved your life or made you happy in a downtime? Is there a comfort food that you love to cook? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Remember, it's our fall membership drive. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. More with Ruth Reichel coming up on Central Time.
And we're talking with the celebrated food writer Ruth Reichel right now. She was also the editor-in-chief of Gourmet Magazine for 10 years, the author of numerous books. And she's got a new cookbook out, and it's called My Kitchen Year, 136 Recipes That Saved My Life.
You can join in the conversation now at 800-642-1234 if you've got something that you love to cook, maybe in a bad mood, in a down mood, something that gets you through it. Call 800-642-1234. We'll get a soup recipe, a butternut squash soup, I think, from Ruth in just a moment. First, a reminder, our fall membership drive, make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Support all of your favorite conversations here at WPR, including every week, inspiration and practical advice on Food Friday. Make that pledge. $6 a month, maybe get your own WPR tote bag at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Russ on the line in Monroe. Russ, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to thank Ruth so much for her excellent, talented writing. I've enjoyed it over the years. And when I'm just feeling like staying inside and relaxing, I love to braise chicken with white wine, throw down aromatics and plenty of garlic and really brown the chicken well and pack it back into my lock to stay and put it in the oven for a couple hours. And that's, to me, some of the best food.
Sounds delicious. Sounds delicious, and I know it makes your house smell wonderful while it's cooking.
Yes, and you can put any starch with it, especially mashed potatoes, real buttery mashed potatoes and herby and just eating a knife and fork right off the bone.
Great. Well, Russ, thank you so much for that. And Ruth, that actually makes me think of some of the first food that you made when you were first starting to feel those stirrings of return to life in the kitchen. You made braised pork shoulder and buttermilk potatoes. Tell us about that meal. It sounds kind of similar to Russ's.
Well, I think pork shoulder is a really underused cut. It's the cheapest cut of the pork. It's tender. You put it in a pot for a long time and it tumbles into complete tenderness. I cook it with a mountain of onions and apple cider, and it turns into a wonderful sauce. The buttermilk potatoes came about because I really like the idea of making mashed potatoes, but I don't always want them to be that rich You know, almost everybody puts some kind of fat into them, butter, cream, olive oil. And it occurred to me one day, I have a farm near me that makes wonderful buttermilk. And I thought, I wonder if I just, cook these potatoes in buttermilk, what will happen? And at first it got all curdled and I got kind of scared. But then when I mashed it, you get a completely different taste. You get wonderful mashed potatoes that have a kind of tanginess. And then I just put a little bit of brown butter on top. And brown butter is another one of those kind of magic things. You let the butter just turn nut brown and it sends up this scent you didn't even know that butter could have, as if it had hazelnuts in it. And it adds wonderful flavor, just a little bit of it. And it's a great combination with the pork and the onions and the cider.
Ruth Reichel is making us ridiculously hungry on this edition of Food Friday. And remember, we are looking for your support in the fall membership drive. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge because you appreciate all the conversations you hear here on the Ideas Network. And if you are a Food Friday fan, a regular listener, you tune in every week, you cook the stuff we talk about, make that pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we got the recipe for Ruth Reichel's Diva of a Grilled Cheese Sandwich. Now, Ruth, you recommended a tomato soup because of the season. You sent us one for a season that's coming up, probably sooner than we might admit, butternut squash season. So butternut squash soup for us. Tell us about it.
I love this soup. This soup is one of the... it's vegan. It's really easy. And you can't quite believe that you take these few ingredients. One of the things I love about butternut squash is it's kind of got a plain brown wrapper. And, it looks all unassuming. And then you peel it, and this amazing marigold color comes leaping out at you. And, this is a soup that you just basically chunk up some butternut squash and some carrots and onions and... cook them in water with some potatoes and then puree it. And you get this puree that you cannot believe there's not cream in. And if you drizzle a little bit of olive oil on the top and then, maybe chop up some apple on the top just for a little crisp note on top, it's a really satisfying, really easy soup. And it's got no fat and no meat.
Sounds amazing. And we've got that again over at the Central Time Facebook page. That's a recipe you can make this weekend. The weather is perfect for butternut squash soup. And that reminds me, Ruth, you do follow the seasons long. Obviously now, good time for anything with a squash. Mm-hmm. How important is it for you to be in tune with the season, the food that's available, the stuff that just feels right for that time of year?
Well, I really like cooking with local ingredients. I'm lucky enough to live in the Hudson River Valley. I'm surrounded by farmers. And so I buy most of my food from my neighbors. And that means cooking with the seasons. And there's something kind of wonderful about, waiting for those first strawberries. Right now we're waiting for the fall apples, which are, to me, so much more interesting than the warm weather apples that we've gotten up until now. And, we're waiting for those crisp apples with real character. And, I love the fact that the wintered over carrots have a kind of sweetness. When you leave them in the ground after the first frost, they're much sweeter than they are earlier in the season. And that's important to me to just, cook what I can get right now and appreciate it when I can have it, rather than thinking I can eat everything all year round, even if it has less flavor.
Now, you've got this beautiful recipe book, and there's these beautiful photographs, too. We haven't mentioned that, too. You really feel like you're living life alongside with you. And as you look back at this collection, is there one recipe, these recipes that you say saved your life, that's special to you?
They're all special to me, but one of the first recipes in the book is for a steak sandwich. And it's a very simple thing. anybody can make a steak sandwich. But it's very meaningful to me because after Gourmet closed, I was contractually obligated to go on the road to promote the Gourmet Cookbook, which was not my book. It belonged to the people who owned my now closed magazine. And the first day, I mean, the magazine had just closed, and my husband said to me, "You're crazy. Why are you doing this?" And I said, "Well, I kind of have to." And he said, "Well, just promise me you'll eat something when you get to the airport." And I got to the airport, and I was wandering around kind of in a daze looking for something to eat, and I picked up a steak sandwich. And when I went to pay for it, the woman behind the counter said to me, "This one's on me. I loved that magazine, and I'm so sorry." Oh. And so what a steak sandwich means to me is it was a random act of kindness from a stranger. But it completely picked me up. And so whenever I think about a steak sandwich, it's a reminder to me that a random act of kindness at an odd moment can mean a lot to someone.
What a great place to leave it. Ruth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That's Ruth Reichel, a longtime food critic, author of the new book, My Kitchen Year, 136 Recipes That Saved My Life.